A new deal has been struck between the Liberal Party and the Australian Retailers Association to push unemployed young people into retail internships. They're set to earn as little as $200 per week. Is this new scheme PATH a positive force for youth unemployment in Australia or another ploy by companies for cheap labour? Clara Jordan-Baird, the National Policy Director for Interns Australia, joins us now to discuss it and the potential future impact for young people working in Australia. Good morning, Clara.
It's great to be with you, Jenny.
And great to have you with us. And tell us a bit about this PATH internship program. You have been in the media sharing your concerns about it. What is concerning about this?
Well, that's an excellent question. And essentially, the Youth Jobs PATH program has three elements. It's got a preparation or sort of training element. It's then got that official train element, which is these 12-week internships with the hope of being hired or getting a job at the end. Now, it's the training element that we're most concerned about. What the training element is, it's a 12-week internship, which takes place it's meant to be in many sort of small businesses in many areas like coffee shops, like motor trades all around Australia. Now, the internships themselves are defined as unpaid work experience by the government. The interns are given a $200 incentive payment for between 25 to 50 hours of work per fortnight, and the businesses are given $1,000 for taking on the intern.
Right. So, I understand you've actually worked in similar environment at a bakery before, and this is sort of proposing that, for example, Baker's Delight would be able to hire someone at the equivalent of about $4 an hour. What are your concerns with this?
I think it's very concerning. So you're exactly right. This big deal that was announced on Monday essentially said that they've now got a deal with the Australian Retailers Association for 10,000 of these interns to go out, particularly in these big franchises like Coffee Club and Baker's Delight. Now, I worked at Baker's Delight. My first job when I turned 14 years old in 9 months, I went and plastered my CV down the shopping centres and, got hired by Baker's Delight. Probably took me between 2 or 3 days to learn how to use, the slicer and to learn how to use, the cash register, that sort of thing. It's pretty much how long it takes anyone to do it. There's not a lot of training that's involved in one of these roles. After a certain period of time, you're performing productive work. And in that situation, you deserve to be paid for it as an employee. So what I'm quite concerned about, and we in terms of Australia are concerned about, is that ultimately, these jobs which involve a lot of productive work and should be considered employment relationships will be considered unpaid work and will become will normalise this concept of unpaid work in new areas.
Right. So what's to stop these companies from, instead of continuing the employees on with them at a proper adult rate, instead just continuing to cycle through new people and getting this incentive every time?
That's a really good question. And the short answer is not much at all. I mean, ultimately, even though the intern themselves are getting $200, that's coming from the government. The business itself is actually getting money to take on these interns and they're not paying them anything at all. So there's really no incentive for them not just to fire the intern at the end of it and take on another intern for free. I mean, we raised this multiple times before the scheme was rolled out and the government sort of responded by saying, oh, well, there'll definitely be checks in place. We haven't really seen these checks. And what I think is interesting is even on the first facts that have come out, I think there's been about 212 interns through so far, and 82 of those interns have gotten jobs. These were all meant to be businesses which had genuine vacancies and were very committed to hiring the intern at the end of it. So we're only seeing about a 37% retention rate for these, these interns in these businesses which promised they had a genuine vacancy.
What sort of checks would you like to see in place for this?
Well, I think ultimately, I think it's important that the Department of Employment does make sure that they go through who's actually hiring the interns. One of their most recent stories that's come out on this is actually how easy it is to create an ad for an intern on the Youth Jobs PATH scheme. Apparently all you need is an ABN, which is pretty concerning in the first place. I think it is important that if a business is going through and has more than one intern, really, they need to actually demonstrate why they haven't actually hired the intern at the end of it. But I think there is a broader point here too about the normalisation of these internships in these coffee shops and in these reception areas. Ultimately, for a scheme like this to work, we think that the people doing it really need to be paid minimum wage, or ultimately, if they're not paid minimum wage, they need to have their rights clearly defined and they need to be fined in a separate way from other interns in Australian society.
We're speaking with Clara Jordan-Baird. She's the National Policy Director for Interns Australia, the government's new development of the PATH program, pushing for cheap retail internships from unemployed young people. It is a really interesting time at the moment for young people. It's very difficult to get work. Internships are often one of the only ways you can really get into work. I know that I've done a lot of free work in order to work in the media. Where do we draw the line on this? Because I think internships still need to have a place in our culture.
I completely agree. And, you know, I've personally also done a couple of unpaid internships, really enjoyed them and got a lot out of them. And it was interesting. We had the most comprehensive study of unpaid work experience be released by the Department of Employment early on this year. And it does say the majority of interns are quite happy with what they're doing. And I think us, we at Interns Australia, are really supportive of, fantastic internships which really do protect the rights of workers. What we think is quite concerning is the fact that at the moment under Australian law, it's not quite clear what an intern's rights are. You know, there's very piecemeal case law on the issue. The government hasn't defined, you know, what an intern is. There's no legislation in place explaining what they are. So really, it comes down to a test which has sort of been approved in a judgment but not quite ruled on exactly, which says if you're performing productive work, you deserve to be paid as an employee. Now, the problem is when laws really unclear, it means that people's rights can be exploited, and it means that, you know, businesses can offer an internship and then, you know, interns not knowing the law can kind of go along and do it and have these really exploitative situations. So I think what we at Interns Australia are calling for is an inquiry into the status of internships, finding a way of making sure that interns' rights are protected, but that also we don't lose the benefit of some of these really fantastic internships.
And what do you say to the argument that, you know, businesses are struggling? This will do a lot to help boost business and get more people, get more money in the economy.
I mean, you know, I honestly think when you roll out a concept of an internship, it's actually also quite bad for business, because business should know whether or not they're meant to pay their workers. And in this case I was talking about, which was a case about Croc Media, it's called Croc Media, ultimately in the end, you know, the company was fined a significant amount of money for not paying their workers. So, you know, there's quite a big incentive, that's quite a big sort of threat to have hanging over a company when they take on these unpaid interns. I mean, ultimately, when it comes to arguments about, you know, for example, lowering the minimum wage, people always say that will increase business. But ultimately, if you're getting to the point where you're starting to say people need to work for a long period of time for free before they can take on even an entry-level job, then, you know, that's less money in their pockets to go and buy things. You know, that's sort of less money in the economy generally going round. So ultimately, you know, I feel in the struggling retail sector, yeah, giving less people money to spend isn't necessarily a good thing.
Do you find it also might drive a bit more of a wedge, a divide between rich and poor people, because more privileged people are able to take on these unpaid internships?
Oh, absolutely. And that's something that we're definitely seeing in countries around the world where internships are more entrenched. I mean, if you look at a city like Geneva, which is filled with all those big international organisations, they're pretty much run on intern labour. So most of them have hundreds of unpaid interns working for free. And ultimately, the people who can afford to live in, do unpaid work and live in a city as expensive as Geneva are the people, you know, who come from more privileged backgrounds. And it means that the people who get those jobs are the ones that come from those privileged backgrounds. And so we start to see, you know, inequality in society spreading. You know, it's starting to happen here too, as internships are becoming more entrenched in areas like journalism and law and business. So it's one of the reasons why we think it's really important that we figure out exactly what an intern's rights are right now.
And of course, now it's going into the retail sector. So what would you like to see? Do you think that Interns Australia or you know, anyone else putting pressure on the government has any role in changing this culture and the PATH program?
Oh, absolutely. I think the first thing that, Turnbull can do in relation to this PATH program, I think, is he really needs to announce, an inquiry into what the rights of interns are, or at least define the rights in this program a little bit more, more clearly. He can also start, until he's figured out exactly what those rights are, by paying these interns minimum wage and defining them as employees so that there's no confusion. What we at Interns Australia are calling ultimately for, in relation to this inquiry, is a situation in which if you're a business or someone who's making money and you take on an intern, you really do need to pay your workers. They're an employee, and if they're performing productive work, you know, they deserve to be paid for what they do. If you are sort of more of a not-for-profit or a charity and you want to take on an internship, we believe that We believe that there should be a pool of government money which that organisation can apply to just to fund the intern. Ultimately, these are all ideas that need to be discussed. You know, this is something where we need to get input from government, we need to get input from business, and most importantly, from the interns themselves as to what's the best position and the best way that this could work in Australian society. But I think it's really important that we do this before it gets too late and this internship culture becomes entrenched in Australian society. We haven't got too long before we turn out to look like the US and Europe.
Thanks so much for your time today, Clara.